Is Quentin, are you attending for the department, or is Director Lynn going to join us?
Hello, Commissioner Colton, Chair Colton, Commissioner, or I'm sorry, Director Wilson is joining me here in a minute, here in a second. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm now passing. Okay, somebody's live.
Okay, somebody needs to mute. We're echoes and really harsh squealing. Is it me that's squealing?
Okay, we have the director here. We got just a few more minutes. I'll let our time go right up to 8:30 so that if there's people that are trying to join on to watch the first part.
Good morning.
Morning, Director Williams.
Morning, Director.
Good morning, Director.
Be a lot more fun if we were all together.
I think we've been saying that a lot lately.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started, everyone. Welcome. Let's go ahead and start with.
Sorry, Commissioner Colton, can you give me 1 minute? It's showing. YouTube showing that it's a private meeting, so it's not going live for everyone, so I'll have to redo it.
Okay, let me know when.
Sorry, thank you. Sorry for the late, ladies and gentlemen. It is now live in public.
Thank you, Pat. Again, welcome everybody. Let's go ahead and start off our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I assume you all participated. You're all on mute.
We did.
I did.
I did.
Approval of minutes of past commission meetings. Do we have minutes?
I don't believe we do.
Didn't think so. Okay.
I don't remember seeing.
I think we all got emailed expenses yesterday. Do we have a motion on expenses?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor of the motion on expenses, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Let's go ahead and start with commission reports. Commissioner Brower.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners, Director Williams. You know, despite of COVID-19 and all the restriction that it's had in place, it's been quite busy. A lot of phone calls, emails regarding trapping, regarding the Madison, and then regarding some conservation easements that are on the agenda. So I'll kind of save the time for comments during those agenda items. Despite that, I did get some time to take my boys to my old stomping grounds in Idaho, which was a good trip. I kind of drug them around in some of the mountainous areas. I don't know if they were a huge fan of it, but it was a good trip. Did make a move during this time, so it's been kind of hectic doing that, but I'm happy to kind of get settled into our new place. I kind of do have to take a step aside just because I am a teacher and with school starting. Make a few comments on that. I do want to wish all the faculties, administrators, families, and students good luck as we kind of start a new school year in uncertain times. It's kind of crazy to think it's been since mid-March since I've actually had a student face-to-face in class. For a person who likes to visit with my students and connect with them, it's been difficult. So as difficult that it is, I would just like to echo that safety call. Be safe, people. Do your due diligence. I know it's a sacrifice for all of us, but I do want to approach some level of normalcy of school again and be able to have my students in class. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll close.
Thank you, Commissioner Brower. And you and all the other teachers are so appreciated and in our thoughts as we move towards the start of the school year. Commissioner Byer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the time and the thoughts, Logan, and I wish you well, and you and the teachers well. Over in Southwest Montana, you might not know that there's an epidemic out there. If you go out to our rivers or trails, it's been a busy summer, and again, we are lucky to have the resources we do on public land, public waters, for people to get out and recreate at this time. I got out myself a few times and found that there's still opportunity out there to find some solace. Got away from a boat ramp one day on the Yellowstone. It was just utter chaos. And then found that I had the river to myself that evening and my boys. So there's still plenty of places to explore and enjoy the solace of the great outdoors. In Southwest Montana, this is the time of the year where the water temperatures are the highest and flows start to get pretty low. So we've implemented a number of hoot owl closures on some of the major rivers, especially the lower ends of the rivers like the Gallatin and the Madison, where water temperatures start bumping over that 70 degree range, which is hard on our trout populations. I expect that within the next few weeks, though, those water temperatures will cool down as the day length shortens and we'll be back to normal. All in all, the flows have held up pretty well considering the oddity of the year. And I think our fisheries are gonna do well. We've also started into some game damage and management hunts to keep elk off our standing crops before they're harvested, especially alfalfa. Around that Cardwell area, there's a group of very cooperative landowners who we appreciate are having some troubles. And this is the second year that I've been involved in that hunt, and it goes very smoothly. The staff and landowners coordinate very well. Finally, Pat, since our last meeting, we lost a character and a leader in wildlife conservation, Jim Posowitz, and I just wanted to take a minute to honor him and the influence he's had over my career and also over the state's wildlife. So here's to Jim Posowitz. With that, Mr. Chairman, we'll talk a lot about the Madison in a minute, so we'll get all the update we need then. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Byers. Commissioner Aldrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's been typically a social distancing and face mask time over here in Missoula, Montana, with us older people that are probably more vulnerable and susceptible. We're being pretty darn careful in our lives, but there are some things going on. A lot of it was telephone traffic and email traffic, trapping, and certainly the Madison River petitions and so forth. So a lot of popularity there. I think that this morning was kind of a wake-up call as I prepared, you know, for this meeting. I went out in the garage to make sure I could find my snow shovel. It's 45 degrees here this morning, so I'm looking forward to a warm and cordial meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. Vice Chairman Stuker.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to echo what everyone has said about the teachers. Starting with my daughter moving back, there's been at least one teacher in my family for the last five generations. So education is very important to us. Moving into my report, as always, it's dry up here. A couple counties have put in stage one fire restrictions starting Friday tomorrow. Been in the hay fields for about 6 weeks. Hardly any birds. I think I saw three total in 6 weeks out there. On the other side of it, I have never seen so many fawns in the hay field as this year. I think every doe had two. Lots of them around there, here. As Commissioner Byarth mentioned, we have started hoot owl restrictions in Region 4, the Sun River. We started that this week. We also have had several game damage and supplemental hunts in both regions 4 and 6. On the 13th and 14th of July by Zoom, I attended a PLPW meeting. The main topic on that meeting was the public access land agreements, which is something new this year that the legislators put in. And in that, it required the PLPW to go over the applications and make recommendations to the director in regards to these agreements. We didn't get as many applications that were completed as we thought we might. We'd started out back in, I think it was January, maybe it was May, can't remember, too many Zoom meetings, but we came up, the PLPW came up with a list of criteria on how we would judge these applications and then move forward. And at the July meeting, we sent a number forward to the director. I have not heard how she handled those, whether she accepted the recommendations or any of them were changed. But the big takeout that I got from the July meeting is this program could have a huge effect on the block management program. In saying that, some of the public lands that were being accessed by the block management agreements we had now are being accessed under the public access land agreement, and quite a few more dollars are going to those producers for permission to cross that private land. So I think by the time the PLPW got done with their recommendations, we were in agreement that we need to go back and look at those criteria that we put forward on how payments would be made. I think some of those probably need to be
Shoot, looks like we've lost Commissioner Duker for a minute. I see everybody else is, appears to not be locked. Can you hear us, Rich?
Just let.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
While we're waiting and hoping that Commissioner Stuker is able to join again, it's my understanding that the screen people can see the agenda are not able to see beyond the agenda. So as we take a pause, perhaps we'll need a tech pause after we do opening remarks.
Thank you, Director. Yeah. I'll go ahead and jump into my report and hope that Rich makes it back. And then we'll have the director's report and then we'll take that pause. But very similar, being kept apprised of food out closures, have approved a few management hunts with some of our cooperators. I think those are all going to go smoothly. Have had a lot of phone calls on a variety of items. Of course, as is normal in August, we get a lot of calls regarding trapping regulations. And the Madison petitions have generated a lot of interest. Also, we have a long list of land projects, and those land projects get quite a bit of press across the state and generated a lot of interest. And so I just want to commend everybody, the entire department, especially those working on these projects, for getting these together and bringing them to us here today in August. Hope that we can move those along. And of course, we did lose a real leader and an inspiration and kind of, I don't know, a guidepost for me in the form of Jim Posowitz. And we all take this job pretty seriously, and it's important to us. But the legacy he left behind is going to be unmatched. So he may be gone, but what he left behind is enormous. So with that, I'll turn it over to Director Williams.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. Here at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, we have been hard at work. We have seen unprecedented visitation and use of all of our park fishing access site, wildlife management areas, and any Fish, Wildlife, and Parks managed sites. Staff have been working diligently to provide the best visitor experience that we can. As a reminder, I think it was prescient, our tagline is that we protect the integrity of the outdoor experience in Montana. And boy, we've seen that charge be extremely relevant and needed as people seek our outdoors. And yet also with that, it doesn't come easy and it does require a lot of attention. So that has meant adding to an already full plate, certainly for our enforcement staff, our fishing access site staff, our park staff, and many others. So I'm incredibly thankful for their diligence, and I hope you are seeing the result of their work as I've traveled around the state to our sites. By and large, the sites have been really clean and well maintained, and I know that's been a big job. So we've been really focused on service, and that is whether keeping our front desks open, really responding, being proactive about human wildlife conflict, and paying attention to what it requires to steward these resources. Going to Commissioner Stuker's comment on the PAL Act and PLPW's recommendations, I did approve and move forward the recommendations as they came to me. And I can explain why. I think that I did not want to micromanage that process. I was aware of how you really sorted through, took a lot of time and deliberation to sort through what to recommend and how. So I did pass those forward, Commissioner Stuker. And then also to echo comments on the loss of Jim Posowitz. I can't divulge all of it now, but there is perhaps some exciting news about a posthumous award for him that I've been working on, or we at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks have been working on. So when I can reveal what that is, I will. So with that, I look forward to a big agenda today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Director Williams. Vice Chairman Stuker, I see that you're back. We'd like you to finish your report, if you could, please.
All right. I apologize. I had a power outage here, and I'm running on a backup generator right now. So,
oh goodness,
may have another one here later on today. But yes, I was glad to hear Director Williams's remarks on the public access land agreements. And we're having another meeting on August 17th, the PLPW, to look at possibly sending some recommendations forward for legislative action. Also, I did get a call from a landowner wondering if we'd consider closing hunting season due to the COVID-19, and I said I would put that forward into my report. And with that, I conclude my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Stuker. Okay, Martha, where do we sit with our technical issues?
One moment, let me double check, but I don't think that we have resolved them yet.
Director.
We have not yet resolved them.
We need a tech break.
Okay.
IT is working on it, Martha. We're not able to get the link out to the public, so they're not able to see any of the meeting or hear the meeting right now. All the public are getting is the agenda.
So they're not able to hear anything either.
Correct. So they haven't heard anything.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're going to stand in recess until that's resolved. What I would ask is, Director Williams, would you just call me when I'll keep my phone handy? And would you call me as soon as this comes up? And I would ask everybody else to just kind of keep an eye on when I put my cheery little face back on the screen, and that'll maybe be a signal that we're about to start.
And I would ask, it sounds like we all stay logged on.
Yeah.
All further notice. Thank you.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're testing this to see if I show up on YouTube. And it looks like my name is now the active speaker. So if anybody's listening, you should be able to click on the link on the homepage and it'll bring you to a second page. Click on the top. There's a link at the top and they should be able to view it on the website.
Are you getting there? Are you doing that? No.
I'm checking with people to see what you want.
Chair Colton, Director, it looks like we're back live for the public.
Thank you, Eileen. I've also received some messages from folks on the public that says if you go to the, rather than clicking on the link, if you go in and find the meeting ID and passcode that's posted, that you can get in that way as well.
Yeah, the best way for people to get there now is going to the homepage and then clicking on the commission link that's on the homepage.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
So it should be now up and live for the public.
Okay, good.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Eileen, my understanding was that the preferred way, if you're not a panelist, was to use the phone number, not the link. So just double checking on that.
Martha, what we're talking about is the YouTube broadcast for the public.
Okay.
This is for the public to view. So if the public go to the FWP website and then click on where it says commission, that takes you to a YouTube link, which if they click on, it will take them to the live broadcast. We've tested it here and it should be working now.
Okay, Pat, I just need a thumbs up from you that you're comfortable that everything's working and then I'll move into these petitions.
I don't see any reason why it's not working. I'm at the YouTube video and I followed the same instructions and it worked.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Chair Colton, I just heard from members of the public and they're able to get on now.
Okay, good. If any members of the public have any trouble, just call Logan's cell phone.
I was going to say, and we had such profound commission reports, so everybody missed.